This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features you will find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Actually, main feature allows you to create the content and control the content of the website. You can see what I mean. Get the details at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, let's start things out this hour with Patrick, listening in New Jersey. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys. What's
Patrick,
going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
This economy.
Uh-oh. I think we might have a bad line with Patrick. Let's put him back on hold and try Joel, listening in Maine. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live. Joel is gone. Let's try Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Jeremy.
Well, I was wondering when the hell y'all get to me, man.
Jeremy, frequently people hold for as long as an hour or two in a lot of talk radio shows. You held for, I think, about a half an hour, so we're doing all right. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk turkey and talk about deep-fried turkey. What do you guys think about deep-fried turkey?
I've had it at other people's Thanksgiving, and
it being good.
And it was good. It was juicy. I enjoyed it.
It's hard for things to not be good when it's deep fried.
Yeah.
Do you want my recipe for it?
Well, maybe. What is it?
In my safety tip: never do it in your oven or stove, and always do it outside or in your garage or maybe by your couch if it's still there.
Like you do a proper, you do it in a deep fat frying machine, is what you're saying?
No, it with a propane burner.
How does that work? I don't know much about frying things, so how do you
need to put a vat of fat someplace?
Yeah, turkey is really big, so it requires a lot of oil, and if that catches on fire, you can burn your kitchen down.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want to do it inside. You want to do it out there by your couch in the lawn, Ian.
So what? Well, it's not my couch, and it's not in the lawn anymore. But, Jeremy, what is it? How does that work exactly? How are you using a propane torch to deep fat fry a chicken?
Well,
or a turkey.
It has to have, you have like an iron stand, right? And it's very expensive to deep fry a turkey unless you get a bunch of hippies together that know how to do it. And then
I have to say, I'm in the dark. An iron stand, what is that for? I'm not a shot
on.
That's to set the propane grill on.
Okay, so you put a propane grill on an iron stand.
A burner.
Okay, and then what do you, like, get a cauldron and fill it with oil? What do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like a big ass pot. You know what I mean?
Because you've got to have a big pot to put most turkeys in. They're fairly large birds. Wow. Okay. So then what? I mean, do you use some seasonings or what? What else is required here?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but it's a Cajun recipe to begin with. You know, the deep-fried turkey is a Cajun recipe, and I prefer to use Cajun spicy recipes and injections. I'm not talking about using myself. Hey, guys, don't make fun of me yet.
No, we'd like to join you. What are you drinking tonight?
You mean this afternoon? He's in Alaska. It's 5 o'clock there.
Well, I wanted to talk turkey, man. Come on.
You did talk turkey.
You talked turkey, all right.
Are y'all going to let me give me a break or what?
What do you got, man? What else you got? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about how to deep fry a turkey.
What part haven't we covered? You need the cauldron. You need the propane torch. You got to be outside or in the garage.
Don't do it inside. And don't do it while you're stoned because someone might get hurt or you might burn the whole complex down.
You've said serious business. I understand. And then what else do we need to know?
No, here's a serious tip, Ian. never, ever do it indoors. But here's how you measure the oil, because the oil's going to cost you about $80.
You have to measure the oil.
$80.
It's expensive up there.
Yeah, but you can always reuse it in your indoor fryer. So
good thinking. Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Good tips there on how not to fry a turkey.
Well, never bob for apples in the boiling oil either.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your phone calls. You bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. I don't know if we got Patrick back. Maybe he's in a better cell. Let's try him one more time if he's still there.
Hey, I don't know.
Patrick?
I'm here.
All right, I'm here. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Great. Man, I live in New Jersey, in South Jersey, near Atlantic City. Let me tell you something. The economy here, I think, has hit rock bottom for myself anyway.
Why is that?
Well, I was successful. I'm an artist, a visual artist, actually a tattoo artist, and I've been successful my whole 14-year career. And in 2008, when the economic collapse happened, I lost both of my tattoo businesses.
People decided that wasn't something they wanted to spend their money on anymore. Well,
it's a luxury item. You know, people usually, you spend that extra money on a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, a guy like me, I can't go get a job doing anything else.
And when you said you had two tattoo businesses, meaning you had two shops
Yes, two successful tattooing businesses that thrived for years.
Wow.
And, I have a kid, I have a girlfriend. Luckily, I'm not a homeowner, I'm a renter, but it's got to the point now where we're about to be homeless.
Because you can't pay rent?
Well, I can't make any money. You know, I mean, over the years, you get used to living a certain life.
Yeah, a certain lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, once you lost the businesses, you went to work someplace else. What, are you still working?
Yeah. I mean, I show up to work, but we don't make any money, man. I've worked at six.
I see. You're saying you still own the tattoo parlors, but
No. I had to close them down.
Okay.
In 2008,
What are you doing? Are you working for another tattoo shop?
Yeah. Well, if that's what you want to call it, I mean, usually I just sit around all day.
Right, and you get paid based on per sale, not necessarily hourly, right?
Exactly. I don't get paid if I don't do anything.
And what does your girlfriend do?
She's a stay-at-home mom. We have a baby.
Boy. Yep.
And this is the thing. Over the years, I've been successful at it. I hadn't had to look for another career. And, I was able to save a lot of money through my career. And since 2008, I've slowly been spending it trying to save my family.
Yeah.
And this is it right here this week. I have nothing left. I have nothing.
Amazing.
Wow, that is that's horrible.
My phone will get shut off at the end of the month because I can't afford it. We don't have any family that can help us. I don't know what to do with myself, man. I really don't know.
It's time to, hunker down and do something else. I mean,
something less palatable.
I know where you're coming from. Like, you know, I've done this my whole life. This is what I know. I feel comfortable with. But
I've been successful at it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just that people aren't coming. We've even spent money to advertise. That didn't do anything. You know, to do extra advertising. I mean, the economy here in New Jersey is just terrible. I mean, it's absolutely the worst. No one moved to New Jersey. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's never a good idea to move to most places, the urban places in New Jersey. I don't know.
And, New Jersey is typically pretty prosperous. So the New York area, New Jersey, Connecticut, and I have a lot of clients in Connecticut and New York, Westchester County, and it slowed way down for me down there as well.
Yeah, and you're not doing tattoo work. You're doing computer programming, basically. But let's continue the discussion, though, on what can be done. I mean, because I understand there are people that will say, well, I can't find a job. But I don't know.
I've looked for other jobs. I've went to pump gas. I've went to paint houses. I've tried everything. Landscaping, everything. No one is hiring. I don't know what to do. I'm about to go pitch a tent in the woods.
We're going to come back and I want to continue the discussion here. Maybe if you've got some ideas, you can share them with Patrick. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com has a lot of different stuff. Don't forget to check out our archives. In fact, there's a lot of them there going all the way back to the late Times of 2006. You can get it all free. The front page of the website has the last 7 days, and then you click into the archive section, and you will get a whole lot more there. That's freetalklive.com. The archives are brought to you by hostgator.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are getting together here in New Hampshire. Those of us here on this program tonight are all members and participants in the Free State Project. We moved here as part of the Free State Project from different places and in order to get active, and it's been great so far. I've been here over four years now. And every year that goes by, more people keep moving in, and it hasn't even officially begun yet. We're early movers. We are people who moved before the Free State Project reaches 20,000. It's got over 10,000 signers now. We're approaching 10,500, so still quite a ways to go. I would suggest if you like the idea of moving together with other liberty-minded people that you sign up now at freestateproject.org and just start making plans to get here, because the community is just full of incredible people, and the activism just keeps getting better and better over time. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the liberty movement. Freestateproject.org. And don't forget to visit the Next 1000 pledge also at pledgebank.com/next1000. If you can get here by the end of 2011, you need to sign the Next 1000 pledge and sign it within the next month and a half over at pledgebank.com/next1000. 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, we lost Patrick in New Jersey there during the break. And he had called in with a situation that I don't think anybody wants to have to deal with. He was doing tattoo work, had his own tattoo shop, actually two of them. Very successful. Economy took a hit. People decided they didn't want to spend any of their extra money on tattooing anymore at that point. And other things, Wayne, you were mentioning going to the spa, for instance. So
these, or getting a massage or getting your nails done if you're a woman.
Yeah, these luxury things that you don't really need to be doing if you don't afford it.
But eating out, so many people have cut down on so many things since the economy kind of went south. And, many industries that are based on, things that people don't necessarily need, luxuries. He used that term, and I think it's I guess it is one. So many industries based on luxuries have taken a real hit.
Yep, and he's down there in New Jersey and is having a tough time, has pretty much been out of work regarding tattooing for a couple of years, saying that he lost his businesses in 2008, started working for another tattoo shop, but there's not much in the way of work, that he pretty much just, sits there all day waiting for clients to come, and they don't come. And I'm looking here at this unemployment map, you can go to, I can't give you this URL, but I searched for unemployment map on Google, and it was the first result that came up. And it's interesting because it shows the kind of the progression of the unemployment numbers over time from 2007.
Yeah, I've watched this. It's really frightening.
Yeah, up to the current date. And over time, step by step, you can see the areas of the country get worse and worse and worse and worse with their unemployment numbers. The best area for the unemployment is right in the middle of the country. It's kind of a strip from part of Oklahoma all the way up through what looks like northern and southern Dakota. New Hampshire is one of the better areas in the entire East, actually, according to these numbers, and obviously they're probably government numbers, but for what they're worth. The New Hampshire statistics show, looks like some areas of New Hampshire have unemployment as low as 5 to 6%, other areas 6 to 7%, while the rest of the country on the east side they've got the black color, which means 10% or more. I can't really see. Looks like Jersey is 7.0 to 10%. So there's less unemployment here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's economy is one of the strongest. It is the strongest in New England, as I understand it, maybe in the entire Northeast. And I think the unemployment numbers are kind of, they bear that out, that's evidence that the economy here is stronger than it is elsewhere. But that's not an easy answer for a lot of people either, especially somebody in Patrick's situation where he's literally running out of money. He's been living off of his savings for a couple of years, and maybe he didn't know about the Free State Project 2 years ago. He's not here right now for us to ask him that. But if he just found out about the Free State Project, he might be kicking himself and wishing he had known about it in 2008. Maybe made the move then. Maybe he would have been better off. I mean, that's all speculative. But now he's not very well off. He's lost his work. His girlfriend has a child that she's taking care of at home. She's not working either. And now they're running out of cash. What do you do in that situation?
You know, it's time to go
to McDonald's.
It's a tough scenario. I mean, this happened to me once in my life. The radio station I was working for basically shut its doors. It was going to be shut for a couple of months while a sale went on. It did end up going and working for the same radio station again, but there was nobody to pay me for 2 months. And so I went out and I drove a taxi cab. And I had no idea that I was going to get hired on to this new radio station. I had no reason to expect that at all. I went out and I got a job driving a cab.
Had you ever done that before?
No, but I'd driven cars before, and I knew the area reasonably well, so I figured it was something I could do. I could set my own hours to some extent. That wasn't entirely true. They, wanted me to work particular hours, but... You know, it wasn't great. I had basically had a choice. I could drive drunks around at night and feel threatened and being in terrible neighborhoods that I would have preferred not to do. Mm-hmm. Or I could get up early in the morning and drive people to the airport. And then as the day progressed, I'd push little old ladies around town and stuff like that. What I ended up starting to do is I turned my taxi cab into a tour bus to some extent. I'd tell people about localities. I'd look things up on the internet. Oh, this is such and such. I'd tell them about restaurants. I mean, a lot of cab drivers haven't been to the nicest restaurants in town.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have that advantage. So I'd tell people, oh, this, that, and the other. Where are you looking for? And I'd talk to people about the area, and I found that I got a lot better tips in that way. But, you know, maybe I got lucky. It was a different economy then.
It's true.
You know, I mean, maybe people aren't taking cabs as much. I don't know. I can't say the answer, but I can say that what you have to be ready to do is you have to be ready to work another job. I know what it's like.
A low-skill job.
I would not want to take a job as a barista serving coffee to people right now. Because I'd worked as a radio talk show host, had my own business, made the kind of money that I've been making in this career and the one previous to it. And I'm used to the things that I'm used to. I wouldn't want to do that. But... sometimes life throws you a curveball, and if you're not ready to play, then it's going to knock you over.
Wayne, what do you think? I mean, you've had a long storied career of doing different things. Any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think you have to be willing to innovate, and like Mark did, he stepped beyond. You know, because you can work a job that might seem menial, but then what you can do is you can add your own flair to it and end up taking it someplace that you never dreamed. So you have to be willing to try new things, there's no question, whether it's go down to Home Depot or whatever. Do something different. At least we can make some decent money while you're looking for other things.
1-800-259-9231. It doesn't mean you can't keep your foot in something that you like doing. You know, it doesn't mean you couldn't do some commission tattoo work or something like that.
Or maybe we just work Saturdays or something.
Right, more coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of these airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 and enjoy our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there. It's all free. Our webcam is one of those free features. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. You may watch and listen and interact because our chat room is built into the very same page. Cam.freetalklive.com, the webcam, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're on all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. MemoryDealers.com, they're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Would love to have your suggestions as to what to do. Patrick called us from New Jersey. The economy there is in the tank, as it is in so many places. And it's not as bad in New Jersey as it is in Michigan, but it's pretty bad. He's having a tough time finding people to hire him to do tattoo work, and really he doesn't want to do things that are besides that, outside of tattoo work. But
well, it's not that he said that he wouldn't do it. He said that he just couldn't find any work doing it.
Right. Well, actually, he said he's looked for other jobs, and then he couldn't find another job. And I don't know what it's like to live in New Jersey, and I don't know what it's like to look for a job, but whenever I hear somebody say that they just can't find another job, I always find it hard to believe. I know that some people have made that claim around here in New Hampshire, but Julia, who was my ex-girlfriend, she just recently was fired from her job, yep. And she found another job in a week's time.
In a week's time, she sure did.
But she went out, and she put in 30 applications, and she followed up, and she, you know, she got her gig. I mean, she's a good worker. She's got a good history, so she's not like a crappy employee or something like that, despite that she...
Well, he's worked for himself. He's likely covered in tattoos, which is going to...
That's an issue.
...relegate him to certain careers. I mean, yeah. That just seems to be the reality of it, depending on where they are. Sometimes you can cover them up with
that's a good point.
Shirt sleeves. But, I've got tattoos, but I have them in places that can be covered with a short sleeve shirt.
Right.
I he could probably, it seems to me, if you try hard enough, that you'll find a job somewhere. It's probably not going to be palatable, okay? I mean, and I understand. Yeah. And if you put in the time, you have the right attitude, you're going to do well. I know it sounds easy, but, you know, I mean, I've been a member of the lowest socioeconomic group on the planet. I was in prison for 9 years. I mean, I've got an excuse for not getting jobs, but somehow or another, I've always managed to do it. I've worked all the time. It could sound like a guy who's, just doesn't know what it's like out there. And indeed, but I think that really the answer is if you want a different job, you just got to try harder. Maybe it's where you are. Maybe it is the economy where you are. I can't speak to that.
If that's the case, then get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And I know that's more difficult now because he's running out of cash. What do you do in that situation? I mean, if you're going to be homeless, being homeless in New Hampshire in the wintertime is a pretty tough gig.
But New Jersey's not much better.
No, it's not. So there's no easy answer here. Would love to have your input at 800-259-9231. I think the most important factor, though, in getting a job in a tough economy is being willing to take something you otherwise would turn your nose up at.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's not desirable, obviously.
If you can live in a place that's not expensive to live and you can make $10 or $12 an hour, you can probably squeak by for a while.
That's another good point. We didn't even touch on that. Reducing your costs of living is another important thing. I mean, obviously, you're going to have money coming in, but he mentioned that you get used to a certain lifestyle. Well, that's another thing that's going to have to change. If you don't have any money, or you've got a significantly lowered amount, let's say he does get a job, he manages to wrangle something together, and maybe she gets one, too, part-time on the weekends to help out. You manage to get that something coming in. You've got to cut down on, like you were talking about, Mark, eating out. Take a look at your habits. Maybe it's time to quit drinking, you know, or time to quit smoking. Whatever it is that you're spending money on, start creating a budget on what it is that you've got coming in and going out every single day, and then take a look at that at the end of a week, or look at it every day, and analyze what it is that you're spending your money on and where you don't have to be spending money. Start drinking water instead of soda. You know, things like this where it's
really tough to change your lifestyle in that manner.
Yeah.
But those things add up.
You've got to do it.
You've
got to
do it. These add up. They really do.
Unless you want to end up in, you know, the Salvation Army with your family. You don't want that.
Yeah. Indeed.
So, let's continue with your thoughts. Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Nick in Illinois.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I saw the great interview that Mark did that was tacked on to the end of Monday's podcast for the Edgington Post about the Great Depression.
Listen to it, yeah.
Yeah. And it reminded me of how similar things that are going on now are, like the Great Depression. You know, it's the economy's trying to readjust the structure of production, but it seems like everything is being done to prevent that. And like people reference the Great Depression and say, "Oh, we need a new deal," even though history has since borne out that the New Deal just made everything worse.
Yeah.
And that podcast really explained that very clearly. And it's little details like the story about Jack Maygan that really sold it, about how he was arrested for pressing suits too cheaply.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It's a heck of a story. I don't remember exactly what the prices were, but essentially the government said that you couldn't press suits for less than 40 cents.
Unfair competition.
He was doing it for 35, and they threw him in jail for it.
When was this?
During the Depression.
Gotcha.
Nobody's pressing a suit.
They're trying to prop up prices when they should have let prices adjust down.
Nick, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, propping up prices is exactly what they're trying to do. They've made that very clear, such as in the housing market.
Sure.
Yeah, and but it's surprising that it's been known for a while now, isn't it? In the mainstream knowledge that the New Deal made things worse, like that's no longer a fringe concept.
I don't think it's necessarily, because
high school.
I think you're basically talking about a people that are a level of education about economics. You can talk to people about that, but. When you're talking to the vast majority of people, I remember having a conversation back when I was new to this. I don't even think Free Talk Live was syndicated at the time. If it was, it was relatively new in that area. And I said, Well, you know, gold would be a better thing to tie money to than nothing. And the person responded, well, gold causes inflation. This is a person, you know, this is just two amateurs talking to each other. And that was the thought.
Huh. I've never heard that one.
Nick, well, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Amos, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I just heard about this guy's plight. You know, he didn't say anything really about his if he's in good physical shape or in what his educational background is. But you know, if I was him, I would, and didn't have any experience in it, I'd get my buns over to nearby, like I'm looking on Maverick, Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, Wyoming County, Pennsylvania, Bradford County. They're doing a lot of gas well drilling over there, and get you a job as a roughneck on one of those rigs over there. It's pretty tough work, but it pays good.
Yeah, well, that's just it. You take a job that most people aren't going to want, and you'll probably be all right.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, tough work. And then another thing, down here, there's, you know, there's still, all these coal mines are still advertising. Now, you've got to pass a miner's class, which is about an 80-hour class.
Mm-hmm.
To get certified, but they're hiring, and, you know, that's pretty darn good pay.
And I'm looking at the map here, the unemployment map. The most recent number is West Virginia, not looking so great. All black and almost 100% black or purple, which is the, you know, the two worst stages there for the map. But yet you're saying people are still hiring. So, I mean, there's got to be work out there for people that are willing to do it.
Yeah, we've even had, I mean, a couple of the department stores, you know, it's, I don't know what the hours are and stuff, but like some of the department stores down here are hiring, and UPS, places like that, you know.
Well, it is going to be the holidays, though.
Right, the holiday season is approaching, and even though a lot of those jobs are temporary, they can sometimes expand into something more permanent. It's essentially a proving grounds when you're working. And thank you, by the way, for that suggestion. I appreciate your call tonight, Amos. I mean, there you go. Undesirable jobs, you're hiring, you just have to be willing to take it.
UPS pays pretty well, too.
That's a union job, too, on top of that. I don't know if that's a good thing, but if it's paying and you need money, you got to do what you got to do. 800-259-9231 if you want to get your suggestion in here. And, holiday jobs, good opportunities to make some money, at least in the upcoming months. Maybe you can make enough to get the hell out of New Jersey. Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow grow it here. Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. Now, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and into more people's ears on the internet. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valley Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. It's easy. Get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there to get started. It's DelValleySilver.com.
Continuing with your phone calls about what you want, James is on the line listening in Alabama to WBHP. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. How we doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I got an incredible story to tell you.
All right. Let's hear it.
About 3 years ago, I was taking care of my father, and he was arthritic and diabetic, and he lost a leg, and I became his full-time caretaker, 24-hour-a-day care.
Mm.
And I struggled through that for right at a year until he lost the other leg, and then he didn't want to be on this planet anymore after that, so he kind of pushed himself on to death. It was just very traumatic for me. He and I have been in business together for 12 years, and we've worked very hard. And everything I've had in my whole life, I've worked very hard for. And right at a year later, almost to the day after he passed, my home burnt to the ground.
Oh, gosh.
The home I built as a teenager.
Oh, geez.
Me and my father, a carpenter, and two uncles built this home, and it burnt to the ground. So I was pretty distraught. So when the insurance company gave me a check, I went around the same county I'd grown up in, and I found another town. And it was right near a larger town, a small town. I moved in. I bought a house with a beautiful view, beautiful home. And I was just tickled to death because when I moved in, I noticed every house on the block I moved into had come to the Baptist church sign in their yard. So I thought, these are good folks. You know, I'll be in a safe place here.
Hmm.
So I went on and started rebuilding my life, and I got a girlfriend, and we had a pretty rough go with it. She had a bit of a drug problem, and she and I were trying to work that out, trying to get her winged off of it. And then on 9/11 of 2009, five armed men broke into my home.
Oh, my goodness.
And I come out of the bedroom with a little bitty pistol, little bitty Derringer. And when I walked down the hall, two assault rifles pointed at me.
Whoa.
So I threw the little pistol away. They took me. They took my girlfriend, held us both hostage. They robbed my home. They took $5,800 in cash, my cameras, my computers, everything that they could carry off that was of any value short of the big screen TV. They held me for 3 days, and finally I paid them $10,000 to release me. So I had to pay them some money to get them to release my girlfriend also. And, of course, she's just lost at this point. We went to a hotel for a couple of days, and she couldn't stand it anymore. She went back to her hometown, and eventually she moved on to Tampa, Florida. But I had no choice after 3 days but to come back home. So when I came home, those same criminals came back to my home again and abducted me again. And this time, they wanted $50,000 to release me. Their spokesman got on the local media and said the reason they were holding me hostage was I was a major drug distributor. I was not. I was just a guy that had worked for everything he had. Had a girlfriend, you know, just trying to piece my life back together after these two traumatic events. My home was paid for. I sold the family farm, and I had bought things that would last me the rest of my life. I finally got them to release me for $2,500. And I have to sit here now, and I have sold all my belongings, everything. Had a moving sale, put my house up for sale to get out of this town, and I have to still watch those same criminals drive by in their black and white Dodge Chargers and look at me.
So the second time that they searched your house, did they find any drugs, or they just arrested you for having money?
Very small amount. Very small amount. My girlfriend had a bit of a cocaine problem, and she was trying to get off of it, and we were winging her off of it little by little. And when they raided my house, they got on the media, and they didn't find any drugs. Their search warrant said marijuana and marijuana distribution conspiratorial items. There was none here. They found none.
Wait, that was the first time or the second time? I'm sorry, when did they find some drugs?
Well, the night of the raid, they found a little bit of powder cocaine, a very small amount.
Was that the first raid or the second raid?
They didn't raid the second time. They just walked up and arrested me the second time.
I see.
The second time, they charged me with receiving stolen property. This was a gun my father bought brand new. Brand new. I have a receipt for this gun. This is what the officer testified to at the preliminary hearing for my bond reduction. They put me on a $500,000 bond for one charge of receiving stolen property. He testified, hold your fingers up, the cop testified that a man claimed a gun from a picture in the newspaper. No paperwork, no nothing, no serial numbers, no nothing to identify. He identified it by a scratch on the barrel. The man said a thief stole it from the man. And the thief told the man who told the cop that I bought it from the thief a month before they raided my house.
Wow. Why do you think all this attention this criminal gang was brought upon you? Was there something you did to warrant their attention? Was it completely a surprise?
I truthfully think it just happens to be the house I bought. This house is a beautiful home, but it was empty for over a year, and apparently the neighbors liked it being empty, because when I moved in, I'd had no wild parties. There was no traffic coming and going. There was, it was just me and girls. I was chasing girls. So I fell in love with this one, and then that slowed down to just her and her girlfriend. And someone lied to them and told them that I was a major drug dealer when this person got caught with drugs.
So somebody got caught, they made some crap up about you, and essentially informed on you. The police then used that information as the basis to raid your home and arrest you and then continue to tear apart your life. How long ago was this? Are you still facing the charges?
Yes. It was on 9/11. 9/11 of 2009. And I've had to sit every night when I go to sleep. I just wonder if that's the night they're going to kick the door in again and lie again about me.
When are you going to court?
I don't know. I haven't even got a court date yet.
Really? Wow.
You know, one thing.
It's been close to 18 months.
You know what? One thing this shows is just how utterly expensive the judicial system is. If you want to protect yourself, using a lawyer and things like that, it's going to reduce you, the average guy to poverty.
It has reduced me to poverty. Right. I'm going to the Salvation Army now for my food.
Jeez.
I'm drinking water out of an empty Diet Pepsi bottle. I go over to the community of churches and eat a free lunch on Mondays and Thursdays. I had to sell all my vehicles. I have one vehicle left. I have to sold all my furniture. I bought a bed to last me the rest of my life, and I had to sell it. I'm now sleeping on a futon sofa. When I bought this home, I was building it to last me the rest of my life. I put a metal roof on the home that is just gorgeous.
It's expensive.
I planted trees. I put up fences. I was building a place to live the rest of my life.
And all because of this insane... Right, all of this destroyed because of this insane war on drugs, which is really an insane war on our friends and family.
This isn't about the war on drugs as much as this is about the plea bargaining system. The plea bargaining system...
What this is about is this local police force is corrupt, because the man who lives right across the street from me absolutely is a major drug distributor, and he is good friends with these cops.
Yeah, that happens too.
And this is not uncommon.
Drugs on a couple of occasions, and I told him no thank you because I had a person I got my little bit from every once in a while.
James, whether it's Decatur or whether it's Sarasota, Florida, or whether it's, wherever it is our listeners are living right now, there's corrupt cops everywhere, and I'm sorry to hear that this happened to you. I hope that what you'll do is just check back with us from time to time as things develop in your case. Will you let us know?
I will let you know, and when the time is right, I have a very good attorney whom I paid $10,000 to, and he advertises on WBHP.
Great station.
And he is saying he can get the search warrant thrown out because they found no marijuana distribution conspiratorial items. So what they did find is supposedly inadmissible. But until I get to court and it gets thrown out, I don't know. I know one thing. When I get to court, I'm going to say, habeas corpus. Produce the court. Bring forth my accuser who said I have committed these crimes.
Well said, sir. I look forward to hearing hopefully some good news in your case, and thank you for the call and the story tonight. We are out of time. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.